following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
This is the voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7. Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
And sitting in for Ryan Breeden today at Duke Cannon Supply Stadium, also known as Sioux Falls Canaries Stadium, the turf stadium, looking really good as they redid the turf. My name is John Hunt. I am sitting in for the always popular Ryan Breeden, who will be back on the broadcast later on in the week. Let's see here. A couple of days from right now. We're off on Monday, so he'll be back ready to do his thing on Tuesday. And right off the bat, I know we're getting close to the top of the hour, so let me take care of business so I don't forget. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. When you gamble with your safety, you bet your life. Please buckle up. Now, I'm getting a lot of texts and people calling me a little bit worried about our guys. A couple of host families texted me, and they're like, John, it's pretty hot out there. It's nasty. What about the guys? Are they getting enough hydration? Are they getting enough liquids, water? Did they eat before the game? Are they getting any kind of shade? Robin Williams decided he was going to jump in right here at the beginning of the ball game and describe how hot it is here at Sioux Falls Canary Stadium.
Yeah, can you help me? What's your name? My name is Roosevelt Lee Roosevelt. Roosevelt, what town are you stationed in? I'm stationed in Poontang. Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot as what you get? Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be a little thing. I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys, the orange robe, burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about. What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle. Thank you, Roosevelt.
Okay, see, Robin Williams doing the weather forecast for it. And that's the only way to describe the weather here at Duke Cannon Supply Stadium. Just hot. And I will give you the official numbers given to me just a few minutes ago from Heather, our producer, back in the studio. Let's see here. Feels like the real feel. Isn't that what they call it? The real feel temperature. Feels like 99 with the heat index. Sunny skies, 37% humidity, and 17 mile an hour winds. The turf will be 30 to 50 degrees hotter, and it's going to be really hot on the players out there. It's asphalt like hot, or like Robin Williams said, it's hot. It's just hot. I'll give you the lineups as the umpires are starting to make their way out to the field, and Coach Michael Kieran and Jimmy Havoker are also making their way out for the handshakes and the lineup exchanges. So first off, for the Souris Valley Saberdogs, who are 18-1 on the season, a juggernaut here in the Expedition League. Starting off, let's see, at right field, 21, Hunter Delanois. He's hitting .509. He's your leadoff hitter. Let's see here, Seth Delgado in left field, bats second. Chris Monroe is batting third, the first baseman. Jason Crows, the shortstop, will bat fourth. Jake Barlow will bat fifth. He's the second baseman. Ben Newbert is the designated hitter. Eduardo Martinez is going to hit in the seventh spot. Ben Lavorsi, the catcher, will bat eighth. And Jesus Rojas will be the third baseman, and he is batting ninth. On the mound, Thomas Gutierrez for the 18-1 Saberdogs. Your Trappers at 7-13. Connor Bednick will play third base and lead off today. Noah McCreary is going to play left field today, and he is batting second. Will Hoke, number six, will be the designated hitter today. He'll get the day off from first base. Anthony Barraza will play first base today and bat in the cleanup spot. Daniel Hobb, the catcher, will bat fifth. Tyler Seagraves at second base will bat sixth. Number seven hitter, Anthony Beavers. Maddox Mueller will be the center fielder, and Jacob Griffin will bat ninth and play in right field today. Now, when I first looked up our pitcher, I was thinking, I'm old school when it comes to movies, so I thought it was Lance Manning Day. Now, the question is, do you know what Lance Manning Day is? If you've ever seen the movie called Empire Records, which had Liv Tyler and a number of other people who became stars later in that movie, Lance Manning Day. If his name was Lance, because all it said in the stat sheet was L. Manning, but it's Lewis Manning. So there you go. It's Lewis Manning on the mound today for your Pier Trappers. It is not Lance Manning Day, as it would be otherwise. We have a ton of injuries on the Pier Trappers, and we're going to tell you about that in a little bit. We just added one more yesterday. Again, I'll give you the update on CJ Cumbo. When we come back here for Trappers Baseball at Duke Cannon Stadium on the Voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home, and he will score too. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
Good to have you with me at Duke Cannon Supply Company Stadium, Sioux Falls Canaries Field here in Sioux Falls. The Trappers are the home team on this round robin type tournament that we're running here this weekend in Sioux Falls. The big canary head right behind the plate. The umpires are ready to go. The pitchers and hitters have not made their way out to the field. The Trappers are over and warming up. So if you look on paper, and of course they say you don't play this game on paper, you would say the Souris Valley Saberdogs are a juggernaut. There's no question about that. 18-1, they are the beasts of the Expedition League. But again, you don't play the game on the paper. You play the game on the field. I'm going to go through this lineup one by one. And by the way, everybody on their team except for three hitters, one of which is injured, are hitting over 300. Every single player on their team, except for two active players, are hitting over 300. Starting off with Hunter Delanoy, the right fielder, he's got 28 hits on the season. He's hitting .509. Seth Delgado, four home runs, 19 RBIs. He's hitting .491. Dason Crows is hitting .452. Ben Neubert, the DH, hitting .387. Ben Lavorsi, the catcher, and hitting in the eighth spot, four home runs, and he's hitting .500. That is a pretty stacked team. So the Trappers will have their work cut out for them, but that doesn't mean they don't have the opportunity to win this game because, again, Lewis Manning is on the mound for the Trappers. And Trappers lineup, looking at some stats for those guys, Noah McCreary has four doubles, 11 hits, and 10 RBI. So he's hitting in the second spot today. Will Hoke is hitting .261. He gets a break from first base. He's got 12 hits on the season, and he's the DH. Daniel Hobb is almost up to .400 now. He's hitting .393 with 11 hits. And Jacob Griffin has 13 RBI, and he's hitting in the ninth spot with two homers and four doubles. The Trappers are making their way out to the field in their gray uniforms. Probably smart not to be wearing dark uniforms today for the Trappers. So they are wearing the light grays with the blue numbers and the blue hats, the blue Trapper mouth hat or the Trapper with the ball in it hat. I don't know how to describe that logo, but if you've never seen it, there's a ball with a trap that you would catch a bear or whatever with, chewing on the ball. It looks like the players are getting ready to line up and make their way out to the field. And again, going around the horn for your Trappers, on the mound, it's Manning. Behind the plate, it's Hobb. Barraza at first. Seagraves at second. Beavers will play short. Bednick at third. McCreary in left. Mueller in center field, and Jacob Griffin will take right field again. Will Hoke is your DH. And going around the field for the Saberdogs, I should say, Gutierrez on the mound, Lavorsi behind the plate, Monroe at first, Barton at second, Crows at short, and Rojas at third. Delgado is in left field, Martinez in center, and Delanoy in right. Newbert is the DH. Now, we told you we would tell you, give you a little update on the injured players for your Pier Trappers, and they are racking up. We had to leave a couple players at home due to having strep throat, Carson Trumphold and Hunter Brown. C.J. Cumbo was injured during the game yesterday, and he told me today before the game, as I talked to him a bit, that he has a history of pulled hamstrings, and the injury yesterday was a little more serious than a pulled hamstring. So there is about a 95% chance that C.J. Cumbo, after speaking to his parents, will probably be going home for the remainder of the summer and taking care of rehab so that he'll be ready to play for his next baseball season in college. So we don't want to push a guy in this league. We want to make sure that everybody is healthy. Health comes first. So C.J. Cumbo is done for the season with the injured hamstring. Gabriel Arroyo did take batting practice yesterday, and he was swinging the bat pretty good. He said his shoulder feels good, but he's still waiting to get the final results of his MRI and figure out what kind of treatment might be needed, or will rest do the job. Drew Copeland still on the injured list as well for the Pier Trappers. We also have a couple of guys that can't pitch because they've reached their pitch limit. So pitching will be at a priority here today for your Pier Trappers. Casey Kishevitz is not able to pitch today. Caleb Hay not able to pitch because they've reached their pitch counts for the Trappers. So there you go. There's the update. And on the hill, doing his warm-ups. No, again, like I said, it's not Empire Records. It's not Lance Manning Day, but it's Lewis Manning Day. So Lewis is on the hill for the Trap, and he's getting his warm-ups in. Again, leading off for the Saberdogs will be Hunter Delanoy, as he is in the on-deck circle, just swinging the bat and getting warmed up. So Trappers Baseball, the Source Valley Saberdogs, are the away team. Your Pier Trappers are at home. The Saberdogs wearing the baby blue pants to go with the dark blue uniforms and the baby blue numbers, and then the Saberdogs name across the front rather than the logo. So there's your picture of what's going on here at the ballpark. Sioux Falls Canary Stadium, as we are ready for baseball. Last night, the Saberdogs did have some trouble. Through five innings, it was 1-0 in favor of the Pilots. And then when they had to change pitching, when the Pilots had to change pitchers, the Saberdogs took advantage of that and took over the game, winning that ball game 4-1. Your Trappers ended up with a 10-5 victory yesterday. So Trappers on a two-game winning streak, and the Saberdogs haven't lost in a long time. Again, the Saberdogs are sitting at 18-1. As we get ready to start this one, Manning looks in, kicks and throws for the first pitch of the ball game, and that is on the inside corner for a strike. So Manning starts off his day with a strike. Now, a lot of these Saberdogs are patient hitters. They're going to sit and wait until you groove them with something, and then they're going to crush it. And pitches outside, tried to get that breaking ball to turn, and it did not. Stayed outside, so the count is 1-1. And it looks like the scoreboard is going to work for me today. So I should be able to keep up on balls and strikes and outs even for the remainder of the day. Ground ball right back to Lewis, and he'll flip it to first in time for the first out of the ball game. So nice job by Manning, just a weak ground ball to the mound, scoops it easily, flips it underhanded to first for the first out of the game. Now making his way to the plate, number 17, the left fielder, Luis Delgado. Delgado, four home runs, again, in a stacked lineup, and he swings at the first pitch. That one's fouled straight back right over my head and bounced right above the press box. So 0-1 to Seth Delgado, the left fielder. Again, Delgado in the stacked lineup, hitting .491, 19 RBI, and four home runs so far on the season for the Saberdogs. And kick and throw. There's the pitch inside. So it's a 1-1 count from Lewis Manning, who takes his time. He's a little bit methodic looking in, holds the glove up face high, high kick, and a drive down the third baseline goes foul. So it's now 1-2 for Manning. Manning's ahead again. Manning has a very high leg kick, the right-hander, as he looks in for the sign. Again, the motion toward his face and then kicks and throws. There's a high drive to shallow left field. The shortstop comes over and makes the play. And that turns what looked coming off the bat like that was going to be a drive turned into a pop-up to the shortstop. So Manning has his stuff working for the first two batters for the Saberdogs. And that's what it's going to take for your Pier Trappers to get a victory today. It's going to take good pitching. No errors. You can't give these guys extra base runners because they can do enough damage on their own. You can't give them anything extra. And there's a swing and a miss for a strike on the low outside corner pitch at the plate. Chris Monroe, again, eight, count them, eight home runs already on this season. More than the entire Trappers ball club. That pitch is high, so we've got a 1-1 count once again. All three hitters in this inning have started off with a 1-1 count before ending up out either the ground ball to the pitcher or the pop-up. And it's now two balls and one strike, two outs here in the top of the first inning. So Manning is looking in at Chris Monroe. Again, eight home runs so far on the season. The high leg kick and a drive down the third baseline and just foul once again. So that'll make it 2-2 with two outs. Nobody on and no score again early in this ball game. We are just getting underway, top of the first inning. And when you look up and down this Saberdogs lineup, and, you know, they came for the pregame meal, they were eating some pizza, and there's a pitch, ground ball to short, scooped and thrown in time to get the out. So a 1-2-3 inning. We'll tell you about the Saberdogs again in just a little bit, but a 1-2-3 inning for your Pier Trappers, a nice way to start it for Lewis Manning Day on the voice of the Pier Trappers River, 92.7 FM.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Everspring Inn and Suites in Bismarck, Sky Zone in Bismarck, Alevity Entertainment in Aberdeen, The Enchant Auto Body, Slater Oil, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
Pier Trappers Baseball. We're going to rock all night and party every day. Kiss. I got that one. All right. She made it easy on me to start the bottom half of the first as your Pier Trappers. We've been having some fun, by the way. She got me a bunch of times toward the end yesterday. Early, I felt like I was naming off the songs and threw a couple curveballs in there where I knew the song and I just couldn't get it. So we'll see if we can have some fun with that today. Again, your Pier Trappers. Ah, there's the big Trappers logo on the video screen. I should probably get a picture of that for our good friends back in Pier, who I appreciate you listening in between Oahe Days and the big rodeo. I'm not sure what the name of the rodeo is, but I know that there's a big rodeo going on in, there we go, get a couple of good pictures there. Big rodeo going on in the Pier region. So a lot of big hats and tight blue jeans and just the whole, I mean, the signs on people and big belt buckles, you know, with the numbers. When you have races, running races, they'll wear the numbers pinned onto their shirts. They do the same thing in rodeo. You get a number, I guess, before you get on the horse or you ride the bull or you buck the bronc or whatever. Again, I need to learn more, but I don't know much about rodeo. I know you got to stay on for 8 seconds, and I know there's a joke that I could tell you, but probably not on the air here today. So the Pier Trappers at the plate, Connor Bednek will lead it off, the third baseman for your Trappers. And again, on the hill is Gutierrez. He will kick and throw from the left-hand side and gets that outside corner. Again, it's the same call that we saw last night. And the angle that I have makes it really tough for me to see the black of the plate, and a big swing and a miss for Bednek. So Gutierrez is ahead 0-2 to the first hitter for your Pier Trappers, Connor Bednek. And reaching for that outside corner, now these guys are adjusting to that spot. However, they're having to reach out and get a weak poke at the ball. Bednek, the third baseman, waits for the pitch. And that is way outside, or, you know, just a bit outside if you're in Major League, the movie. I may have a few more surprises for you throughout the course of the game. Heather gave me permission. So as long as I don't drop in anything that would be off color or, you know, none of that stuff. But I may have a few surprises for you with some movie quotes throughout the ball games. And the kick and throw outside again from the left-hander. So now we have a full count from being down 0-2 to fighting back to a full count. It's Connor Bednek at the plate. And he's looking for the sign. Kicks and throws. Bednek with a big swing and a miss at the fastball. And he will strike out swinging. And I'm actually keeping an old school scorecard today, which may help me keep up with the ball game a little better. I was worried whether or not we were going to have the working scoreboard today, because yesterday we did not. So I figured I would get an old school scorecard and keep track of it myself. I remember what, you know, 1-3 means the pitcher. Oh, what do we have here? A hit batsman. I didn't think the pitch came inside on Noah McCreary, and he swung and missed, but the pitch hit him. So he was given first base. So the first base runner of the ball game is Noah McCreary. And I'm sure I'll be getting notes from Pierre, which I appreciate. There is a foul ball to the third base side. I just got a note from Ryan back in Pierre. Gutierrez in his other outing against the Trapper, 6 innings pitched, 3 hits, no runs, and 12 strikeouts. And there's a drive by Will Hoke. It is hit deep to right field and at the warning track, and the catch is made by the right fielder. Will got a hold of that one. It looked like it had a chance, but the wind is blowing straight in from center field and knocked that one down. So the wind definitely affected that ball. It was hit well, but the wind is blowing it in between 12 and 15 miles an hour this afternoon. And that one knocked that one down just enough so the right fielder could make the catch on the warning track. So Anthony Barraza comes to the plate, and there's that outside strike. Again, that's a call that seems to be sliding out a little farther and a little farther through the games last night and the games today. For left-handed hitters, it makes it tougher at the plate. And there's a foul ball out of play by Barraza. So two down, two strikes, and a runner on first for your Pier Trappers. And again, Will Hoke if this is a no-wind game, that is a home run to right field. But the wind, again, held that one up long enough for Delaney to get under it, or Delanoy to get under it, I should say. One ball, two strikes, and two outs here in the bottom of the first for your Pier Trappers. Again, one runner on, and Anthony Barraza at the plate for your Trappers. Gutierrez looks to first, kicks and throws in a big swing and a miss, and swinging strikeout there for Anthony Barraza. So the Pier Trappers leave a runner on. There is no score. The Trappers did get a hit in the inning. And we will send it back to the studio on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera. Moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Gregus Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GregusMotors.com, GregusMotors.com, GregusMotors.com.
There it is again. That's Bon Jovi. It's My Life here at Sioux Falls Canary Stadium, the Souris Valley Saberdogs and your Pier Trappers. We're heading into the second inning. No score in the first. A 1-2-3 inning, as a matter of fact, to Delanoy, Delgado, and Monroe. Dason Crows will come to the plate for the Saberdogs. Again, 18-1. On the season, a juggernaut, as I've said. I'll try not to use that word anymore the rest of the day. A juggernaut in the Expedition League. Straight down the middle of the plate and taking all the way was Dason Crows. He didn't even flick his bat, nothing. He wanted to see what that first pitch was going to be all about from Manning. Again, the high leg kick, and there's a drive down the third base side. That's going to roll foul and out of play near where the buses park. Again, when you play the Saberdogs, you expect a quick-moving game. Their pitchers move quickly. And another pitch. There is a drive to center field. Back with plenty of time and making the play. Mueller. The center fielder, that is. Maddox Mueller. Making that play. So far, again, Manning looking good against the Saberdogs. The first time through the order last night, the Pilots did a tremendous job. As a matter of fact, through five innings, it was 1-0 in favor of the Pilots. Another drive to center field, and Mueller turns, does a 180, and makes the catch. So back-to-back outs directly hit to center field. Again, this could be an advantage for the Trappers because these guys like to hit the back-to-back jacks. They like to hit the long ball. And the wind is blowing straight in from center field. So that's an advantage Trappers. It hurt Will Hoke. I believe his ball would have gotten out of this ballpark if it weren't 15-mile-an-hour winds driving straight in. And that pitch is inside, and a hit batsman is going to put Ben Neubert on. So after I got to write down two snowmen, the number 8 in the scorebook, means a fly ball to the center fielder. Ben Neubert is the first base runner for the Saberdogs on a hit-by-pitch. And Eduardo Martinez makes his way to the plate. Martinez hitting .286, one of only two players hitting under .300 who's not injured on this team. Everyone else on the Saberdogs hitting over .300, with the majority of them hitting over .400. So, again, this team is stacked, and when you play them, you can't make mistakes. Lewis takes his time, looks over at the runner at first, peeks over his shoulder, looks again, and then comes to the plate. And that is ball one high on the inside corner. By the way, I got notes both from Ryan, who is listening. Ryan, enjoy your couple of days off and just rest. Take it easy, my friend. And Heather, they both told me it's the state high school rodeo finals going on in Pierre, along with Owyhee Days. And the umpire, Matt Sist, took an extra look at that one, but he did not make the call. So it is now 3-0 to the hitter, Eduardo Martinez. So after getting the first two outs on flyouts to center field, we have a hit by pitch and 3-0 count. And that one is low for ball four, so Martinez will take his base. And again, this is the kind of thing that you can't do against these Saber Dogs. You can't give them runners. Make them earn them. Make them hit the ball. Throw strikes, especially on a day like today, again, where the winds are blowing in at about 15 miles an hour and straight toward the plate. If they hit the ball in the air, chances are your outfielders will have the opportunity to make the play. Again, definitely hot outside. We're in the upper 90s. They have a heat advisory in effect in the Sioux Falls area. Ground ball down the first baseline and foul right at the first base coach. So a quick 0-1 count with two down. And after you get the first two hitters out, this is the time where you can't make a mistake. Ground ball gets you out of the inning anywhere. And again, he's ahead 0-1 with two outs and two on against the Saber Dogs. Manning kicks and throws, and it's the lower kick when there's runners on base, and that's fouled back. So that's going to make it 0-2 with two outs. An opportunity with Ben Lavorsi, the catcher, at the plate. By the way, Lavorsi didn't even mention the fact that he's hitting 500 as a catcher with four bombs. So Lavorsi waits for the pitch from the stretch and just missing the corner. Daniel Hobb looked out there and he pointed at his pitcher and said, "You got that one." But the umpire disagreed. So it's 1-2 with two outs and two on. Trying to get out of a bit of a jam here is Manning. Takes his time, looks back at the runner at second now, kicks and throws. The breaking ball is strike three. The catcher drops it. Daniel Hobb picks it up and tags out Lavorsi. So that's a backward K. And that ends the inning with no damage, no score in this ball game. The Trappers will be back in just a moment, hitting in the top of the second. Again, no score on the voice of the Trappers. River, 92.7 FM.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
All right, you got me on that one. That one hit hard, and I do not know the answer, so I'm going to let that one go. It is a pass. You'll have to tell me who that is later. Daniel Hobb comes to the plate for the Pier Trappers. The catcher hitting 393 here as we go to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Hab, Seagraves, and Beavers with Maddox Mueller, the fourth hitter, if needed, in this bottom of the second. Trappers did get a hit in the first. They had an opportunity, were not able to convert early. So only one hit on the board for either team. Matter of fact, that was not a hit. It was Noah McCreary hit by pitch in the first. And Hobb comes up to the plate, hitting from the left-hand side. Again, Hobb, a speedy catcher from Norcross, Georgia, goes to Gordon State. And there's a pitch. He's going for that outside corner because the umpire's going to give it to him all game long, is Thomas Gutierrez. By the way, I got a note from Ryan, who is listening to the broadcast. I appreciate you, my friend, who told me that he's not given up an earned run the entire season for the Saberdogs. So let's see if the Trappers can break through and end that streak here in this ballgame. Daniel Hobb hitting the ball down the first base line. Is it playable? Nope, it is foul. Out of play, the first baseman hustles over, not able to make the catch. Again, we appreciate you listening on River 92.7 FM. You can hear it all season long. My name is John Hunt. I'm sitting in for Ryan Breeden, your normal broadcaster from Oklahoma State. He will be with us all season long after we get back. And there's another ball hit down the first baseline and foul to the party decks. Speaking of party decks, you know, before I took the job as the general manager in Pier, I had heard rumors of a party deck being planned for Hyde Stadium, and that pitch is outside with a sidearm left-handed pitch that time. I heard rumors that, you know, we may get a party deck, and I know that it's coming off a couple years of COVID. So let's see, you know, talk to your friends at the city council about maybe making something happen. There's a drive by Hobb to left, and that's going to fall in. Oh, just foul. The left fielder made a gallant effort to hustle over there, and it just barely was blown foul. The winds definitely affected that pitch. I just got to note the winds are up to 19 miles an hour right now, and the real feel temperature on the ball field, over 103 degrees. And again, being on that turf adds 20 to 30 degrees, so it's definitely hot for those guys working out there today. But again, a long drive, that would have been in the corner easily for Hobb, but the winds just barely blew that one out of play. And in the pitch, Hobb goes the other way with it, and it is hit right to the right fielder for the first out of the inning. So Hobb got good wood three or four times during that inning. The wind's playing havoc with the ball, and then that one hit on a button, but right to the right fielder. So Tyler Seagraves comes in hitting 250 on the season, your second baseman for the Pier Trappers. Seagraves even had the opportunity to warm up and throw on the mound a little bit. There's a pitch at outside corner, strike once again for Gutierrez, who has, again, had a spotless season this year. And that ball's going to go down the right field line. Big hustle and just barely foul once again. The right fielder not able to get there to make the play. The wind hasn't changed direction very much throughout the course of the game. It's blowing almost exclusively straight in from center field to home plate, which I consider to be a bit of an advantage for the Trappers. And there were three balls that were hit relatively deeply by the Saberdogs earlier in the game that were knocked down by the wind as well. So again, John Hunt sitting in for Ryan Breeden. There's a pitch and a ground ball to third on two hops and a high throw off the bag. It looks like the runner is safe, and no, there is not a call. The first baseman, the throw was high. The first baseman was off the bag that time. And a big, big hustle play by Seagraves. He tried to slide into first. And the umpires are going to have a discussion. If we had instant replay, I absolutely believe that Tyler Seagraves would have been safe sliding in. Well, you know, if you're watching the video at RagingRoosters.com and you're listening to the broadcast at the same time, I think you may agree with me on this one. The umpires are having a discussion. There was no argument by the coaches, but the home plate umpire stopped the play, and he stepped forward as Tyler Seagraves looked over for a second. Tyler Seagraves is now standing on first base. And after discussing, the umpires are now saying that he is out. But the first baseman, Monroe, came off the bag. The throw was high. It was a simple play by the third baseman. The throw was high. The first baseman came off the bag, and Tyler Seagraves tried sliding into first. He got there. Unfortunately, the umpires didn't see it the same way, and so Seagraves ended up out as the second out of the inning. So 5-3 if you're putting that on your scorecard, with Anthony Beavers hitting 303 on the season at the plate from the left side. Lefty against lefty, and that outside corner strike is deadly against a left-hander for Gutierrez. And he's ringing those up on a regular basis. The umpire's going to give it to him. He's going to take it. And there's a pop-up behind the plate. Lavorsi hustles back, slides, but the ball gets out of play. So it was pretty, the slide, but nothing happened as the ball went out of play. But I got to tell you, Gutierrez is spot on hitting that exact location almost at will. And if the umpires, you know, if they're going to give it to both pitchers, then awesome. And they're being consistent about it. He tried for it again. That one went a little bit farther outside, and it went in the batter's box, so they had to call that one a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and nobody on here in the bottom of the second for your Trappers. Big swing and a miss, and there is the K for Anthony Beavers. So we're going to head to the top of the third inning. I had to look at the clock real quick. I thought it said that it was later than it was. No score in this ball game at Sioux Falls Canary Stadium on the Voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup, or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
It's the Jackson 5. I want you back. See, it's not just classic rock for me, but we'll take that one. And Big Daddy I keep hearing that commercial from Big Daddy on the Tokyo Steakhouse. I am now craving sushi. And every time I hear the commercial, it makes me want some sushi some more. So I might have to go try those guys out. Have not tried them out yet in Pier as we get back to baseball. And kicking and throwing is Manning getting the strike on number 15, the number 9 hitter, Jesus Rojas, the third baseman. And there's a ground ball, third baseman to third baseman. Unfortunately, it gets under the glove of Bendek and rolls into foul territory. So that's going to be an error. He tried to side that one. He tried to field that one from his side rather than sliding his foot over and staying in front of it. Worst case scenario, it bounces up, it hits you in your chest and falls right in front of you. But this time it got down the line, and Rojas gets on an error. So we're going to call that an E5. Let's see what they do on the scoreboard. Yes, they give the Trappers the error. So that's an E5. As we move to the top of the order, Hunter Delanoy, the left fielder, again, one of the leaders in this league, hitting 509 on the season as a right fielder. And that one just misses the outside corner to the right-handed swinging Delanoy. Again, I'm John Hunt, sitting in for Ryan Breeden for the weekend series here in Sioux Falls. Breeden will be back in his normal duties when we return home. in just a couple days. Monday is an off day for the Pier Trappers. And there's a foul ball straight back and out of play. So I'll make it one ball, one strike with no outs here in the top of the third inning. We'll see if Manning can make his way through the second time in the order. Looks over and makes the throw. It's sort of a slow spin move that time by Manning. The runner was back safely and easily. So Manning finds his place back on the hill, looks over his shoulder once again. And the pitch is outside as Daniel Hobb was looking the runner down. He stayed at first. So I'll make it 2-1 with nobody out and one on for the Sauce Valley Sabredogs. 15 minutes before the top of the hour, almost 5 o'clock. Ground ball to the shortstops, opportunity for two. There's second for one. The throw to first is in time, but pops out of the glove of Anthony Barraza. Again, these are the little things you have to execute if you want to beat a team like the Souris Valley Sabredogs. They had the perfect the 4-6-3 double play, the perfect throw to first, a nice stretch by Barraza, hit him in the glove, and then popped out, allowing the runner at first to be safe. So basically, that goes in as a fielder's choice, a 4-6 fielder's choice. Runners at first and second now, with one out. As I look at this again, they're saying the runner at second was not out on the front end of that double play. So now two runners on with one out. I looked down for just a second to put the note on my scorecard, and I looked up, and they had changed the play. They're going to try to turn and go back to second behind the runner. Play did not work. So, yeah, I looked down at the scorecard to put that fielder's choice in, and now they put that in as him being safe. And there's a ground ball to the shortstop, and it goes through the shortstop's legs. And again, that was another opportunity for a double play hit right at the shortstop. Anthony Beavers, he got himself in perfect position, bent the knees, put the glove down, and it went right under his glove. So we've had two double play opportunities that would have gotten Manning out of the inning, and now it's a 1-0 Sabredogs lead. One run on two hits and an error. So now at the plate, it's Chris Monroe with two runners on and a runner in. Again, the beast with 8 home runs. Chris Monroe for the Sabredogs. Two big errors in this inning and a questionable call at second have led to the position that we're in. One out, two on, and a run scored. And I don't see that they have scored that an error either. They gave Delgado the hit, and the throw goes to third and is over the head by Daniel Hobb of the third baseman on the attempted steal. So Manning is not doing anything wrong on the mound. It has been a number of errors and misplays by the Pier Trappers in this inning. And again, these are the mistakes you can't make if you want to beat a team like the Sabredogs. So Monroe's still at the plate. and the Saberdogs up by the score of 2-0. The second error goes up on the board now for the Trappers. So it was not a hit by Delgado, who's now on second. Or, I'm sorry, Monroe, who is now on second. And just poking at that one, it'll go foul. Dason Crowe's hitting 452, the shortstop, at the plate. So again, the Trappers had the opportunity to get out of this inning two different times with double play balls, and one with a throw from the catcher to third base that sailed over the head of the third baseman. I think that is what they called the error on. I don't know that they've still called the error on the ground ball through the legs of the shortstop. There should be three errors in this inning. There are only two up on the board. That's one way to keep you hitting over 500, right? And kicks and throws, and a ground ball to first. He's going to make the play himself, does Anthony Barraza, and take the safe out. So that'll give the Saberdogs two outs and move the runner to third. So there's only a runner on third and two outs, so not a ton of damage despite three errors in this inning and two opportunities for double plays. It could be a lot worse with these Saberdogs. The option here would be to absolutely keep Jake Brown off the base pass and get out of this inning by any means necessary, only giving up two runs. And there's a pop-up. It is an opportunity for the catcher. Hobbit is going to keep coming out of play right in front of the press box. So again, Jake Brown at the plate. Two runs have scored on two hits and three Trapper errors. And that one's going to bounce away from catcher Daniel Hobb on the outside pitch. And Chris Monroe is going to come around to score. So these runs haven't scored on bombs like you would expect from the Saberdogs. We've had three errors. We've had two opportunities for double plays that weren't turned. We had a passed ball by the catcher, and we also had a overthrow at third when they could have had the opportunity to get the runner trying to steal. So it's 3-0 and a high fly ball. It looks like that's going to go to the second baseman, and he will make the catch. So Jake Brown pops out, but not before three runs score for the Saberdogs. And the Trappers, again, that's an inning that could have been a lot worse. We'll take three with as many errors as we had in that inning. Saberdogs got three on the board. It's three runs on two hits for the Saberdogs. No runs, one hit, and it says two errors on the board. Definitely three errors in the last inning for your Peer Trappers. But we'll take that as we head back to the studio on the voice of the Peer Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf as we head back to Trappers Baseball here at Sioux Valley. Sioux Valley. I'm getting Souris Valley and Sioux Falls mixed up, we make that one word, and that's what you get, Sioux Valley. It's Souris Valley Sabre Dogs. It's Sioux Falls Stadium, the Canary Stadium here, on the first pitch from Gutierrez, which is outside for ball one. Three runs scored in the last inning by the Sabre Dogs. And the pitch. There's a drive down the third baseline. That's going to fall fair. As Maddox Mueller heads around first, that ball gets into the corner on the left field side. And a double right off the bat there. First pitch swinging from Maddox Mueller for the first extra base hit of this ball game by either team. You would have expected maybe it would have been the Sabre Dogs who did that first. But again, Maddox Mueller. Mueller, nine times. Well, he hasn't had nine hits yet today, but we'll take that double to start off the bottom half of the third inning as Jacob Griffin comes to the plate, and he's going to bunt, and a nice bunt down the first baseline. The pitcher is going to make the play, but it will advance the runner. So he does the perfect job, bunts the ball down the third baseline, and advances the runner to third. So opportunity now at third for the first run that could be scored all season long against Gutierrez. Maybe you break down that wall and you start chipping away, and before you know it, you're back in this ballgame. 3-0 in favor of the Sabre Dogs over the Trappers here as we near the 5 o'clock hour in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Kicks and throws, and that one is inside and low for ball one. The runner looked, but so did the catcher. The ball didn't get away, and Maddox Mueller holding on third base. Coach Jamie Habecker right there next to him in the coach's box. Gutierrez peeks over his shoulder as he's the left-hander, and the throw comes, goes to third base. He's going to throw that one right down the line and in for the strike to the first baseman, Monroe. And that's a 5-3 out. The runner not able to advance. Connor Bednick will come to the plate. So the 5-3 keeps the runner at third, Maddox Mueller. Bendek swinging from the right-hand side. He's number 23, playing third base tonight. A little base knock will do the job here with two outs. A little two-out rally for the Trappers would be in line. However, swinging at the low and outside pitch for strike one. Thanks to people listening all over the country, even in my home of Frederick, Maryland. And there's a high fly ball to the center fielder. He is under it and will make the catch for the third out of the inning. So the Trappers had an opportunity, left a runner on third base. And your score here at the Duke Cannon Supply Company Stadium, Sabre Dogs 3, Trappers nothing, on the voice of the Trappers River, 92.7 FM.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Oh, not enough time on that one. You got me for the first time today there, Heather. I appreciate throwing some cool songs out as well. As we head back to Trappers baseball, the throw over to second base, that means the first hitter of the inning will come up. That'll be Ben Neubert, the designated hitter. Again, the Trappers had their opportunities to get out of the last inning and made a couple of errors. I counted three. The scoreboard says two. two errors in that inning. I don't know that any of those runs were actually earned. And that pitch comes up and in to Ben Newbert, who was hit by a pitch the last time he came to the plate by Lewis Manning. Manning, high kicks and throws. There's a high fly ball to center field, just kind of a lazy fly ball. Your center fielder, Mueller, hardly has to move to make that catch. Again, the wind still blowing in, affecting the Sabredogs hitters and the Trappers hitters, because Will Hoch hit a ball down the line that very well should have been a home run if it weren't for the winds. And then also Daniel Hobb hit a ball down the third base line that blew just barely foul, should have been in the corner, would have been trouble for the left fielder. So Manning comes to the plate. That one's fouled straight at me and lands in the seats right in front of the press box. As we get to the top of the hour, which means it's time for me to say it's driven by the Office of Highway Safety. River 92.7 FM, KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives. Buckle up every time. There's a high pitch. That's going to make it 1-1 with one out here in the bottom of the third. I'm sorry, the top half of the fourth, I should say, as the Sabredogs are the home team in this game. And there is a drive directly at the left fielder. So they're hitting the ball hard as they do just about every game. The wind is helping keep it in the ballpark. And the outfielders are doing a tremendous job running everything down tonight. And again, Lewis Manning pitching very well, even though it says 3-0 on the scoreboard. No earned runs given up by Manning yet this afternoon. So Eduardo Martinez makes his way to the plate. And that pitch is in there for a strike. Actually, two outs in this inning, so that means the catcher, Ben Lavorsi, comes to the plate. So two quick outs, one ball, no strikes. Manning kicks and throws, and there's a drive. That's going to drop in for a base hit. The first clean base hit of the ball game for the Sabredogs is a double for Ben Lavorsi. Previous to that, we had a couple of hit by pitches, we had a couple of errors, and we had a walk that put the runners on base. So that's the first clean base hit of this ball game for the Sabredogs. So again, Lewis Manning doing a good job on the hill tonight for your Pier Trappers, shaking his arm a little bit. I don't know if he's getting a little sore, a little muscle pull, but he's going to step in and look for the sign to Jesus Rojas. Manny kicks and throws, and that is a strike right down the pike. Rojas hitting 125 on the season. Again, he scores 3-0. The scoreboard says 3 runs on 3 hits and no errors for the Sabredogs. No runs, 1 hit and 2 errors is what it says on the board for the Trappers. That pitch is inside and almost hits Rojas, the third baseman. Manning taking his time on the mound, looking back at the runner at second, staring down the runner at second, now comes to the plate, and an off-speed pitch is fouled. That'll make it 1-2 with 2 outs. Again, Manning, an opportunity to get out of this jam, getting the first 2 hitters of the inning on flyouts, which he's done in just about every inning this game, getting the first 2 hitters out quickly. And then things happening for the Sabredogs with 2 outs. And Manning is watching back at the runner at second, comes back off the rubber, now steps back on, trying to keep the runner close in a game that is still obtainable for the Pier Trappers. That pitch is low and outside. So that'll make it two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on 2B, second base. Whole lot of twos in this inning. Manning climbs back on the hill, looks back at the runner at second, kicks and throws. And that pitch is called a ball. So it's a full count, 3-2, two outs with a runner on second. Again, the heat's affecting everybody here, and the wind blowing in, affecting hitters on both sides of the both clubhouses. And there's a pop-up that is going to... Nice diving catch! How about that? Oh, and it comes out of the glove of the center fielder. It looked like... I think it actually went in the glove. It was a heck of an effort that time by Maddox Mueller. Diving, fully extended. The ball landed in the glove but popped out of the glove. It didn't bounce and get in the glove. It actually landed in the glove but popped out when his elbow hit the ground, allowing the runner to advance to third and runners on the corners. But one major league effort that time. Put a star next to that one, even though it popped out of his glove, for Maddox Mueller. Again, an opportunity for the Trappers to do something special. Rojas now on first. And there's a foul ball straight back to your leadoff hitter, 509 hitting, Hunter Delanoy. First time up, Delanoy grounded out to the pitcher. The second time out, or the second time up to the plate, it would have been a 4-6 start of a double play, a fielder's choice, but they did not call the runner out at second or the runner out at first, which is what started the craziness that happened in the third inning. So Delanoy will step back in with runners on the corners. Actually, just a runner at first base now, as it's 4-0 in favor of the Saberdogs. The pitch is outside. On that flare out to the right field side, the runner did score. So there is just a runner on first. And the pitch, that's going to fall in front of the left fielder. Just over the head of the shortstop, just in front of the left fielder. So that'll put runners on first and second. And again, Manny gets the first two outs of the inning. Trouble comes after their two outs, so the Saberdogs are having a good afternoon of the two-out rally here in this ball game. Trying to get sips of water in when I can. This last couple of days, starting with that doubleheader with the education for kids and handling both the PA duties and the on-field duties, that started it. And then the night game, and Big Daddy was not able to attend. We had a substitute PA announcer, so carried a little bit extra load on that one. And then we had the ball games yesterday. You add in there a little bit less sleep than normal on the travel and helping out in the other games, because, you know, general managers don't get to sit in an ivory tower at this level. You got to do, you got to wear many hats, as does everyone on my team. So a combination of the tiredness and the probably overuse of the voice over the last couple of days, adding up a little bit, so I'll keep hydrated, and we'll get you caught up. And that pitch is outside. It was pretty near that spot that the umpire has been calling a strike, right on the edge of the black on the outside corner to the left-handed hitters. So again, one ball, no strikes, two outs. And there's a ground ball to the shortstop, a slow roller flipped to second in time for the out. So we're going to call that a 6-3 fielder's choice. Hunter Delanoy ends the inning, and no more damage. 4-0 in favor of your Saberdogs as your Pier Trappers get ready to come to the plate in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Again, 4-0 Saberdogs on the voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
It's the song that every guitar player wants to learn how to play right out of the box, Smoke on the Water. And every little kid who picks up a guitar, you know, they say you're not supposed to play Stairway to Heaven when you go to a music store. I think you should not be allowed to play Smoke on the Water, because that's what every guitar player thinks they want to learn how to play first. And it's a cool song. Deep Purple on that one. The Trappers head back to the plate, again, wearing the gray uniforms today, which is probably a good idea. It's a light gray with the blue lettering. In this heat, the Saberdogs wearing the dark navy blue today. It's got to absorb that heat. And Will Hoke hits that one in the right field line, and that's going to fall fair. Will Hoke is going around first, heading for second. The ball is dancing around in the corner. Will Hoke slides in head first and is in with a double to lead off the inning. So the Trappers have another opportunity to score the first run of the season against Gutierrez. Will Hoke had another ball hit like that earlier, and again, the winds kept it in the ballpark. Take these wins away. Will Hoke has two dingers over the right field wall tonight. So Hoke in second. He didn't need to slide in. But he didn't know where the ball was, and he couldn't see from the angle he ran around first over to Coach Jamie Habecker. So he slid in, got a bunch of rubber all over him. That's what you get on these turf fields. And Gutierrez starts his kick motion toward the plate and then stops and turns around and looks at Will Hoke. No balk called on that play. So Will Hoke on second, nobody out. And Anthony Barraza at the plate, waiting for Barraza to break loose here. I've seen him hit some long balls in practice over at Hyde Stadium. Now would be a great time to have Barraza jack one out of this ballpark. That is low and outside, so it's 1-1 to Anthony Barraza. So Will Hoke leads off the inning with a double, a well-hit double in the right field corner. Barraza with a pop-up to the second baseman, and that will be the first out of the inning. Daniel Hobb, the catcher, in his first plate appearance, he flew out to the right fielder, hitting .393 before today's game on the season. One of the team leaders in hits, with 11 hits so far this year. And he hit a ball very well down the third base line that the wind pushed just barely foul. Gutierrez is trying to put a little bit of extra oomph on that one. Low and inside for ball one. Hobb again from Georgia. Norcross, Georgia, to be exact. Just outside of the city of Atlanta. Grew up a Braves fan, from what I understand. And by the way, the Braves, I don't know if they got the W last night, but the last I checked, they were on a 14-game winning streak down in Atlanta. Kicks and throws, and Hab fouls it straight back. So that's going to make it, looking up on the board, it's nice to have the board working today, by the way. Two balls and one strike. Nobody out here. I'm sorry, one out. One out with Will Hoke on second in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And three balls and one strike now to Hobb. So again, Gutierrez, maybe if I say it often enough, the jinx will come. But Gutierrez has not given up an earned run all season and shut out the Trappers the last time he faced them. And Hobb hits this one down the first baseline into the stands, foul. So that's going to make it a full count with a runner on second and one out. Now, Will Hoke, not the speediest guy. A single might not be enough to score Hoke from second, unless it's to the right field side and gets beyond the right fielder. And the pitch, there's a ground ball to short. He's going to look over and try to go to third and get the lead runner as Hobb slid head first and ended up about 10 feet short of the bag. I'm sorry, not Hobb. That was Will Hoke, who was the lead runner. He started his slide probably 15 feet short of the bag, knowing that he was going to get gunned down. The only way to make it to third on that one when you are thrown out by that much is probably to try to run over the third baseman and hope the ball pops out. I don't know if they let him do that in this league, but that would be the only way to get it done. I may have a special guest here in the studio in just a moment. And there's a foul ball straight back, as Tyler Seagraves is at the plate. His only plate appearance, he grounded to the third baseman. I think I might have a special guest sitting in the studio here with me today. You want to jump on with me, my friend?
Sure,
for an inning or two? Talk a little Pilots baseball. There's a high fly ball. Again, the Trappers have had their opportunities, but this one is going to fall into the glove of the left fielder for the third out of the inning. I'm going to have a special guest, the coach of the Red River Pilots, Matty Holum. And when we come back, right now, the score 4-0 in favor of your Saberdogs on the Voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
Why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Fly! Fly!
Go in!
Fly!
Left in 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
A woman from Tokyo. I think I've gotten one wrong so far today. Thank you, Heather, for sending it back here. The Saberdogs, I hear you're Pier Trappers by the score of 4-0. I have a special guest in the studio with me, my friend Matty Holum, who is the coach of the Red River Pilots. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing well, John. Thank you for having me.
You go ahead and move that a little closer to you.
There we go.
We make sure we can hear you really, really well. You guys played these Saberdogs last night, and you had great pitching for the first four or five innings. You were hanging tough with them. And you can't, we were just talking about how the Trappers made a few mistakes. You cannot make even one mistake against this powerful Saberdog team.
You can't make a bad pitch or miss an opportunity with these guys. They capitalize. They're an older veteran team, and they get after it. If you make a mistake, they capitalize right off the bat.
Exactly. So coming to the plate, the first hitter for your Saberdogs, hitting from the left-hand side, big number 32, Chris Monroe, the first baseman, who, again, Chris Monroe has 8 bombs already this season for the Saberdogs. 8.
I think 5 of them have been against us. I had 2 against us last week that I think are still traveling somewhere.
Exactly. Anything hit that far on it ought to have a stewardess on it, as they used to say. And high pop-up to the second baseman. Actually, Anthony Barraza goes to the area of second base and makes that play for the first out of the inning for Chris Monroe. So, again, tell me what you see in these guys, what it takes. Because you guys are the only team to have beaten them. They're 18-1 on the season. What happened in that game? How is it that you were able to knock this powerhouse of a team off?
You have to take their power away from them. We played them at our place, which our ballpark's a little bit bigger than theirs. And you know, they hit the fastball. And that's what they're looking for, especially early in the count. As that ball gets down, and he's going to get two.
And that one's going to get in the left field, or the right fielder. I'm sorry, the left fielder lost his glove going for that ball. And I don't know what that sign is he's making there. It looks like he's doing the thing from Karate Kid, where he's
the crane
from the sweep the leg.
These kids come up with a creative double.
They do. But, again, a double hit that time by Dason Crows. So the first hit of this inning. But, Matty, you, I wanted to bring you in also. You got to have a little fun in our house a couple of nights ago, and we're going to talk about that in a second after the pitch. And there's a big swing and a miss by Jake Barlow, the second baseman. You know, we all get excited and things happen, and, you know, sometimes you go to defend your player who got thrown out of a ball game toward the end of the ball game, ninth inning, in the trap house, and you came out and you kind of gave it to the umpires, old Earl Weaver style. I was loving it, being an old Oriole fan. You were kicking dirt and having a good time, and he threw you from the game. And tell me what happened with one of our fans as you were walking out. From what I this is pretty funny.
This guy had been inside me and out the whole game, and because I was, I yell out of the dugout a few times because I didn't like some of the calls. And it's part of the game. It's a heated battle, you know, and it's nothing personal. It's just part of the game. You know, so this guy was in my ear all night screaming at me, and as soon as I got ejected, I was walking out. He handed me a beer. He thought it was pretty cute. He's told me, hey, coach, it's just part of the game, just chirping at you, having a little fun out here, and tossed me a cold beer.
So one of our Pier Trappers fans tossed you a cold beer as you were walking to the bus getting ejected from the ball game. I love that.
Told me I needed to cool off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the beer probably helped a little bit there. Anyways, that pitch is outside. It's now 3-1 to the hitter at the plate, Jake Barlow. So 3-1. Again, it's a 4-0 lead for the Saberdogs. One out and a runner at second base. And, you know, the two of us have had some, not us personally, a little high fly ball over on the third base side, and it is going to go out of play for a foul ball. So that'll make it 3-2. But, I think the two of our teams are pretty even this season. I know you got us 2 out of 3 in that last series at our house. But I see those two teams, depending on the pitching on any given day in this league, it's ultra important.
That's it. That's what it comes down to, is the pitching. And you've seen that come from Game 3 the other day. We were kind of starting to run out. And, you guys still had a guy. And that's kind of what it's going to come down to, is being able to conserve your pitching, you know, in a league like this. You guys were playing a lot of games. We're playing a lot of games in a row. So just kind of, you know, we had a bad day at the plate. We both pitched pretty well, but we just couldn't hit you, guy. You know, he was a good pitcher. I don't remember his name.
Exactly. That was, let me see, who did we have on the mound that day? We had Colby on the mound, who did a really good job for us.
Interested in trading for a box of bats?
Yeah, you're still trying to trade for my assistant general manager.
We want him.
And I told you it would take all of your interns, every one of your interns, and then probably maybe number 13. I want number 13 off your team.
No. Josh is like my son. I love
He's a great kid.
He is from Aruba. He's a spicy kid. He brings a little bit of excitement to the team.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll go back to play here for a second in the Duke Cannon Supply Company Stadium. And the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Ben Newbert taking a hack at that one. He's the designated hitter. He came into this game hitting .387. I was looking at the stats for these guys. There are only two players on their team that aren't injured that are hitting less than .300. More than half of their team is hitting over .400. So that's not even counting the great pitching they have with the Saberdogs.
These guys are stacked up and down. It doesn't matter who they've they've lost a few players who have signed professional contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they lose a guy, they bring a new guy in who's just as good, if not better, than the guy they just lost. So it's Michael does a great job of recruiting down there, and he's got an older group of kids. You know, and it's good. And we love playing them. We love going down there competing against them. It's only going to make our guys better.
And I got to spend a few days up in your house for your first series. And you have some fans that are looking forward to some Pilots baseball as this ball is hit right to the left fielder, almost in time to get the runner in second. Actually, it was a really good play by Connor McCreary in left field to try to gun down the runner at second.
I went to the same high school as Connor.
Did you?
Yeah.
Connor McCreary.
I found that out the other day. Davenport West, I know his parents, or I know of his parents a little bit. I might have went to school with his dad. I think he's a little bit older than I am, but they're from the same neighborhood. He lives right down the street from my brother.
And now you're an East Coaster.
And now I'm an East Coaster, yeah.
What, Virginia Beach?
Yes, sir.
Just not too far down the road from me in Frederick, Maryland.
That's right, man. I can't wait to get back there. It's 100 degrees out there right now. I was talking to my wife earlier.
Yeah, pretty toasty.
Yeah.
And you know, talk about all of us having to wear multiple hats. You know, in my house, I'm the general manager. I'm the MC in the games. I'm now calling games. You know, I do everything from washing clothes for the players to getting the meals. And you're having to do a lot of that in your ballpark as well.
It's part of it, man. This 20 years at the independent, the affiliated minor league level, and call it summer league level. And I tell you what, when you step in, even as an intern, you better just understand that you're going to be doing a lot of stuff that you didn't sign up for in the first place.
That's right. I mean, in this day and age, a lot of these kids will say, that's not my job. And if our generation would have said, that's not my job, you're a little younger than I am, but if they would have said, that's not my job, we wouldn't have still been here.
No, my dad was a military guy, and I think that stuff would have flowed. If you're asked to do something or there's something needs to be done, if you're not diving to get it done, you're in trouble.
Exactly. And Manning kicks and throws. That one's high and outside. It's two runners on, by the way, here with two outs and a one ball, two strike count. And Manning's going to take his time. The ball falls a little in front of him. So he's just going to take his time, walk off the mound, get recomposed, try to get himself out of this inning. Again, your trapper is still fighting tough against these guys. Take away a couple of innings there in the third, or I'm sorry, a couple of errors in the third inning, and you got a 0-0 ball game here. None of those runs in the third were earned runs on our pitcher. And again, like we talked about, you can't make mistakes against the Saberdogs.
You definitely can't. They're going to capitalize, and they did that. Ooh.
High pitch on that one. And one of the things I've noticed about these umpires, though they've been extremely consistent, for left-handed hitters, the outside pitch, probably 6 inches off the plate, I'm giving you a tip for your game against Northern Iowa coming up after this, that call 6 inches off the plate is a strike every time.
You know, you find that in summer ball. A lot of these umpires are developing just like the players, and they're learning. And you know, some of these guys are
big swing and a miss, and that's going to get them out of the inning. Go ahead and finish.
They, they come in and they're, you know, they're not used to the speed of the game sometimes, and a lot of the breaking stuff is moving a little bit more than they're used to, so it takes them a while to catch up as well. I think these are the same guys we had last night, or at least the guy behind the plate is.
Yeah, Matt Sisk is a good umpire. He also comes out to our house from time to time and calls some games out there.
Sure, yeah, he's good.
Okay. Well, my friend, I want to let you go get back to doing your thing. Matty Holum, the coach of the Red River Pilots, they're playing in the next game. We won't be covering that, but you will be able to see that game on the video broadcast at RaginRoosters.com. Thank you again, my friend. The score right now, Saberdogs 4, Trappers nothing. On the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
It's the Golden Giveaway. With the DRG Media Group and your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. June 25th, the Golden Buffalo Casino will give away a Whirlpool appliance package, and you can win it. All you have to do is stop by any of our participating Central South Dakota businesses and register. If your name is drawn, you'll have a chance to win a Whirlpool appliance package. That includes a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, and above-range microwave. So register now at these locations.
in Pier at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, Richie Z's Brick House Barbecue, Pier Sports Center, Lynn's Dakota Mart and Lynn's Dakota Mart Gas, and in Fort Pier at Pizza Ranch. Keep listening for more information. The Golden Giveaway is going on all summer long, with the prizes getting bigger and bigger. Get complete contest rules at the Golden Buffalo Casino and rules and registration points at drgnews.com. The Golden Giveaway with the Golden Buffalo Casino and DRG Media Group.
Oh, yes. It's been a long time since I rocked and rolled Led Zeppelin. Thank you, Heather. As we head back to baseball, I tell you what, Gutierrez is doing the job on the mound for the Saberdogs tonight, though the Trappers have had opportunities. Three runners in scoring position have been left on base in this ballgame. So far, again, he has not given up an earned run all season long. And there is a nice drive. The left fielder is going to go back to near the warning track and make the catch. The first hitter of the inning, Anthony Beavers, with that line drive, hitting 303 before coming in to this afternoon's game. So a fly ball, if you're scoring that, that's a 7 on your scorecard. Maddox Mueller, who had a roped double the last time he came to the plate in the third inning, will step in from the left-hand side. And the kick and the throw. Gutierrez going for that 6-inch outside corner and gets it. He is lasered in on that pitch. And whenever a left-handed hitter comes in, that's the first thing he's throwing, and he can't hit it. And there's a inside fastball that is grounded over by Coach Jamie Heibicher, and that is foul. So 0-2 is the count here. One out. And Gutierrez, again, shut us out the last time he faced us and hasn't given up an earned run all season long. And again, thanks to my good friend Matty Holum for coming in, having a little chat with me over the last inning, updating us on what he sees in this Saberdog team. And the only way you can beat him is to not make mistakes. That is the key to the ball game. We probably should do that before every game, something called the keys to the ballgame. And there's a swinging strikeout, again, going for that outside corner. And Maddox Mueller strikes out. That pitch, if you're going to give it to the pitchers, especially against left-handed hitters, they're going to take that all day long. And Gutierrez has taken perfect opportunity to get that done. So two outs quickly, and Jacob Griffin, the number 9 hitter, comes to the plate. Jacob Griffin, one of the team leaders in doubles and RBI, 4 doubles, 2 homers, and a big swing and a miss, and 13 RBI on the season for your Trapper. 7-13 on the year. Second most wins in the Expedition League, despite being 7-13. Your Trappers are 7-13. The Raging Roosters are 6-10, and the Red River Pilots are 5-12. So the other three teams are pretty evenly matched once you get past the Saberdogs. And there's a big swing and a miss for the strikeout. So 1-2-3 inning, and it seems like Gutierrez is getting stronger and stronger as the game goes on, as we now will head to the top half of the sixth inning. It is Saberdogs 4, Trappers nothing on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, $1 goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at FirstDakotaBeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
It's the Young Faces with Rod Stewart. I do know that, and I am blanking on the name of the song, but I know for sure it's the Faces with Rod Stewart. Thank you for sending it back here to Sioux Falls Stadium. My name is John Hunt. That's the different voice you're hearing. Normally, it's Ryan Breeden doing this ball game for you. He will be back on the next Trappers games after we get past this road trip to Sur. I almost said we were in Souris Valley. I have not been to Minot yet. To Sioux Falls at the Sioux Falls Canaries Stadium, also known as the Duke Cannon Supply Company Stadium, on a smoking hot day here in the ballpark. Matter of fact, our pitcher, Lewis Manning, has to step off the mound and just wipe off his hands just from the sweat. The heat is definitely out here today, and that pitch is perfect if that was to a left-handed hitter, but unfortunately inside to the right-handed hitter at the plate number 12, the catcher, Ben Lavorsi, came into this game hitting 400 with four bombs so far for the Sabredogs. No long balls, and there's a changeup that is high and outside. So it's three balls and one strike to the catcher, Lavorsi. Nobody out here, 4-0 in favor of the Sabredogs. And again, three of them in the third inning. None of those are earned runs for Manning. It's possible that the one in the fourth is an earned run, but the three runs given up in the third, definitely not earned runs. Four runs on six hits for the dark blue wearing Sabredogs. And there's a big swing and a miss, and Lavorsi goes down swinging on the changeup. So put the backwards K in the books. He's got two of those today, by the way. A double and two strikeouts so far for Lavorsi. And Jesus Rojas, who was part of a controversial play the last time he was at the plate, he scored a run on an error, and he has a single so far in his two at-bats during this game, hitting 125 before this game. And there's that outside corner strike. We'll take it when you give it to us. Manning will absolutely take that against the left-handed hitter. I will say that Matt Sisk has been 100% consistent on that call, which is all you can ask for. And the next pitch is inside to Jesus Rojas. So it's a 1-1 count with one out here in the top half of the sixth inning. Kicks and throws, and there is a fly ball. That's going to be trouble, and it's going to fall in front of the center fielder. Just a bloop between the shortstop and the center fielder that time, and it falls in for the base knock. So Rojas, who was the weakest hitter on the team coming into this game, has been on base all three times with a run scored. He came in hitting 125 on the season, which tells you something about the Sabredogs. Go to the top of the order. Hunter Delanoy, the right fielder. Again, he came in leading the league, I believe, with 28 hits on the season, hitting 509 so far this year. He has scored a run in this ballgame in the third inning. And there's a quick throw to first. That's going to get Rojas diving back in as Barraza tries to make the sweep tag. Not in time. So one out, one on. No balls, no strikes. And the throw. Ground ball, an opportunity for two. He's going to go to the short for one, and the shortstop's going to hold on to that ball. Anthony Beaver. Seagraves fielded it cleanly, made the throw over to the shortstop, and Beavers had to hold on to it with the sliding Rojas having the opportunity to break up the double play. So that's a fielder's choice for Hunter Delanoy, and he's on base. So there are two outs, and a runner at first, Hunter Delanoy, and Seth Delgado comes to the plate. 0 for 2 so far today. And the pitch is high for ball one. So again, it's 4-0 Saberdogs. But again, your Trappers hanging tough with a very powerful team here this afternoon in Sioux Falls. And again, another opportunity to throw the runner down at first as Delanoy dives back in head first. Barraza tries to make the tag, not in time. So Manning peeks over his shoulder, kicks and throws. There's a fly ball. It is hit deep to right. It's going to go over the head into the warning track off the Dragonfly sign. And will the runner come home? Let us take a look. And he's going to make it home safely as he was not stopping. Very aggressive coaching there, getting the job done on the base paths for the Saberdogs. So that's going to make it 5 runs on 8 hits for the Saberdogs. A clean hit to the warning track right near the 359 sign. Got over the head of the right fielder, Jacob Griffin. So you've got a runner on second with the clean double. That was Seth Delgado. And an RBI for Delgado. So 5-0 Saberdogs with 2 outs. And again, despite that 5-0 lead, Lewis Manning day is not going bad for Lewis Manning, just the rest of the Trappers. They have 8 hits on the board. I would say that's probably more realistically 4 or 5 hits. Some of those have been errors and controversial calls, we'll just say. How's that? It doesn't matter how they cross the plate, though. Everything has stayed in the park today. And there's a flare to the center fielder. And Maddox Mueller hustles over and makes the catch to end the inning. Again, only 1 run given up, so your Trappers are still in this ball game. The score, Saberdogs 5-0. On the voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
I'm thinking that might be more Rod Stewart, but I will have to check on that one. I know the song. Again, she may have gotten me on that one. I'm going to guess Rod Stewart. Good to have you with us. It is Pier Trappers Baseball at Sioux Falls Canaries Stadium. The Saberdogs and the Trappers. Trappers hanging tough. Really only one bad inning in the field for the Trappers. That has been what has undone them to this point. But again, possibility of a good rally here at the top of the order. Connor Bendek comes to the plate and takes for ball one, trying for that outside strike, which Gutierrez has thrown every single left-handed hitter on the first pitch. And that one's going to be fouled back. That'll make the count 1-1. Again, the umpires are giving the hitters on both sides of the ball that 6 to 8 inch outside strike to the left-handed hitter. And so Gutierrez, every single time he comes, he lasers in and on that spot. And that one goes more toward the center of the plate. It's a high fly ball and diving for the play. I'm waiting for the umpire to make that play onto that red turf. It is an out. out of, it was in foul territory on the right field side. A nice diving play by Delaney. So big time hustle. And I didn't see the white of the ball come out of the glove anywhere. I know that a couple of the trappers were looking over questioning, but that was just a heck of a play by the right fielder. That pitch inside, again, it's the perfect pitch to a left-hander, but not necessarily to a right-handed hitter, as it almost hits him in the knees, as Noah McCreary is at the plate. Noah McCreary with a high pop-up to the second baseman, who's hardly moving at all, goes to the edge of the outfield grass, and that will be the second out of the inning. So we're now in the sixth. Third hitter, Will Hoke, has hit the ball very well tonight. Or this afternoon, I should say. We're not quite to the night yet. Will Hoke steps into the right-hand side. He hit the first pitch he saw as the third hitter of the game. And that one, if this wind isn't blowing in at 19 miles an hour, is out of the ballpark in right field. But it ended up being a warning track out. Second time he came to the plate, it was a roped double for Will Hoke. So one for two tonight. Kicks and throws, and that one is outside. So it's one and one with two outs, nobody on. Hoke will be followed by Barraza and Hobb if needed here. A check swing. And I'm looking for the call from the home plate umpire. It looks like he's going to call that one a strike. It's one and two now. One ball, two strikes, and two outs to Will Hoke. And that pitch is outside. He's being careful with Hoke. He saw the power that Will has the first two times to the plate, and he's not going to give him anything to hit. He's working the outside part of the plate and almost hits Hoke. Hoke stands his ground, but maybe moves his knees just enough to not get hit by that fastball that was inside. So that'll make it 3-2 with two outs, nobody on. Gutierrez comes to the plate, a ground ball up the middle. Will Hoke has not a lot of speed, and the throw is low and in the turf, but the first baseman able to make the play, and you're going to have to just call that one a 6-3 out to end the inning. So we're going to head to the top half of the seventh inning. Saberdogs 5, Trappers nothing. On the voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
Going funky on me, baby, I can't wait. I remember, I think that was the name of the song, I Can't Wait. I can't remember who the artist was, but I think that is going to take care of that. Anyways, challenge me. I like it. Service Valley, 5, Trappers nothing as we go to the top half of the seventh inning. Some big days coming for your Pier Trappers. I'm excited in late June for what is called Donate Life Night. And what that is all about, our good friends at Donate Life America and Life Source, which covers Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, are bringing a bunch of people. And, you know, it's personal to me as I am a full heart transplant patient. I have someone else's heart pumping in my chest for the last 3 years with no rejection, the perfect match. on a transplant that was done in Seattle, Washington. So we're looking forward to Donate Life Night and all the other ball games. Aflac is going to have Heart Night there as well. Again, you know, personal touch on that one for all the people who have any kind of heart problems. We also have Bark in the Park Nights, our good friends at Paws, P-A-W-S, of course. The perfect opportunity for Bark in the Park Night. There's a fly ball to center field. Maddox Mueller hustling over and doing a great job patrolling center field tonight. I'm so used to saying the word tonight, which I'll be able to do tomorrow, by the way. Our game time is 7:05 on River 92.7 tomorrow. So we get the early game, the first two, the late game, and then we will head back on the bus to Pier and have Monday off. And we're very close to a long homestand starting on the 23rd. The 24th is also fireworks night. Remember to get your tickets at piertrappers.com. I hadn't done the shameless plug, as Ryan likes to call it, yet today. And again, I am John Hunt sitting in for Ryan Breeden for a couple of days. Pitch is outside. And we have a new pitcher in the game, by the way. Colton Janisch, who also plays first base for the Trappers, is now pitching in this ballgame. So a well-pitched game by Manning earlier in the game, or up until this inning. I shouldn't say earlier in the game. It was just a few minutes ago. I guess that technically is earlier. So Colton kicks and throws, and that pitch is inside. So the first hitter is walked. That is number four, Jake Brown. The second baseman is now on first. Ben Newbertz and Eduardo Martinez are the next two hitters. Newbert, the designated hitter, hitting 387 before this game, swinging from the left-hand side. And there's a ground ball that gets through between the third baseman and the shortstop. Scooped up by the left fielder. Runners at first and second on the clean single by Ben Newbert. Eduardo Martinez, 0-for-2 with a walk, a fly out to center field, and a swinging strikeout so far in this ballgame. Again, the top of the seventh, one out, runners on first and second, and Colton Janisch now in the ballgame. And a breaking ball is in there for a strike. A nice pitch by Colton. It looked like that was going to stay outside, and it broke in at the very last minute. And you talk about David and Goliath, if you will. If you're looking on the backside of the mound right now, you have Colton Janisch standing next to Trevor Seagraves. Now, if you've seen those two guys play, Seagraves, I'm going to guess, about 5'9". Colton Janisch, a big guy, maybe 6'4". As Seagraves heads back out to second, there must have been a question on the signs for Colton. Colton also plays some first base for your Pier Trappers. He looks back at the runner at second, kicks and throws, and that one is high. One ball, one strike, one out, two on, and a 5-0 Saberdogs lead here in the top half of the seventh inning. So we might get to see what kind of pickoff move as the runners go. The throw is going to go to second, and it is not in time. Double steal called that time. So both runners will advance. Jake Brown to third. Ben Newbert to second. And Eduardo Martinez at the plate. Colton kicks and throws, and that is inside, almost hits the batter on the left-hand batter's box, Eduardo Martinez. By the way, again, Martinez has a strikeout and a fly ball to center and a walk so far in this game. Colton Janisch, working methodically, comes to the plate, and that is high for ball four. That will load the bases for the Saberdogs. This is the kind of thing that you worry about with these guys. Loading the bases against a team that has more power than any team in this league, hands down. I'm wondering if the All-Star game could be the best of the other three teams against the Sabredogs. That's a game I want to see. Absolutely want to see that ball game. And stand up in the press box for a minute and watch Colton go to work. Kicks and throws. A lot of off-speed stuff by Colton Yanish. As the Raging Roosters are now sitting all in front of me, in front of the press box now, getting ready for their game that's going to be coming up in just a little bit, led by their coach Dakota Greer. Colton Yanish, a big swing and a miss that time on a fastball. So Ben Lavorsi, the catcher, with four home runs and hitting 500 coming into this game, he has a double, a run scored, and two strikeouts looking so far this game. So Colton kicks and throws once again. That is outside and kept in front of himself by Daniel Hobb, keeping the runner from advancing at third. That could have easily gotten away and made for another mistake run. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the top of the seventh. 5-0 in favor of your Sabredogs. And that pitch is low. I can't say in the dirt. I pretty much stopped saying it. I almost did it that time, so caught myself, sort of. In the Canaries press box, this is a beautiful stadium. Holds, from what I understand, between 2,300 and 2,500, depending on what parts of the stadium they open up here in Sioux Falls. And Daniel Hobb framed that one, but did not get the call, so that's going to walk in a run. I think we're at the point for the Trappers where there's only so much you can do, and Coach Jimmy Habegger is going to come to the mound and have a chat with Colton. Maybe we can tell you about a few more of the fun things coming your way this season for the Pier Trappers. Now, just a couple of days ago, we had something fun called Baseball in Education. And that's something we're going to be bringing back to the fans of the Pier Trappers in the future. Maybe not this year again, because that is something that takes a little planning to make sure everybody gets taken care of. We have special nights for our friends at Gator's Pizza and our friends at the Longhouse. We had a special night for Missouri Shores Domestic Violence Awareness, and I told you about more Bark in the Parks with our friend, with our friends at Paws. So if you're looking for an animal, you can come to the ballpark. You may find yourself a new puppy. And the first time we did it, there were some beautiful dogs and super, super friendly. So hopefully that'll help you out as well. Colton Yanish kicks and throws, and again, that one is going to be low. So the bases are loaded, one walk, one run has already been walked in, and there is only one out in this inning. And Manning just ran out of pitches because, again, there are pitch count rules in collegiate wood bat baseball. And he had reached his pitch count. And the Trappers are just thin on pitching right now. A number of injured players and a couple of pitchers who had good starts in the last two games, but, you know, they pitched complete games, and so they can't be bringing those guys back in. And there's a fly ball to right. The right fielder is going to line it up, and he's going to try to gun down the runner at home. It is online, and Daniel Hobb gets the runner. A great throw by the right fielder, gunning him down. That may be the best defensive play I have seen by your Pier Trappers all season long. A great play. He lined it up, he got the ball, and then he just gunned down the runner coming from third. Hats off to Jacob Griffin. Put a big star in your scorebook on that one. Again, to me, so far this season, from the games I've been able to see, that is your best defensive play for the Pier Trappers so far. Three runners left on base, a runner thrown out at home to end the inning, and it is still 6-0 in favor of the Sabredogs on the Voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights.
Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Calvin, put that rolling cart. They're on that rolling cart. There might be some still in the washing machine. We're back at Pier Trappers baseball time at Sioux Falls Canaries, the Expedition League. Saberdogs 6, Trappers 0. And as I look up on the scoreboard, changing it to the Trappers on that scoreboard, it's almost 6 o'clock, so that means I also have to do this while they are sending Gutierrez back out there. Let me go down farther on the page. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX, FM, Pier. If you can only wear one thing, okay, make it a seatbelt. There you go. It is almost 6 o'clock here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And a foul straight back by Anthony Barraza, who will lead off the inning. Barraza has a strikeout swinging and a pop-up to the second baseman so far. Gutierrez throws the cutter inside and swung and missed. So that's going to make the count 0-2 to the big man, Anthony Barraza. And we had Colton Janisch pitching in the last inning and Anthony Barraza at the plate. And I know Ryan likes to say that's the race he wants to see between the Pier Trappers. And Barraza strikes out looking on that outside pitch that they've been giving the pitchers all night long, 6-8 inches outside the plate. So a strikeout looking to Barraza will bring Daniel Hobb to the plate. And Daniel Hobb was part of what I'm going to say in the books, from my opinion, of all the Pier Trappers plays that I've been able to see this year. That was the best defensive play of the year with a big-time gun from the right fielder, Jacob Griffin, to the plate. And Daniel Hobb making the tag, gunning down the runner, trying to advance on the sacrifice fly. And there's a high fly ball by Jacob Griffin to center field. The center fielder is under it. He's going to hop up and down, show off a little bit, and make the catch. Doing a little dance in the outfield before the ball landed in his glove. Now, that's one where if you have a conservative coach, he's probably chewing your butt for not just standing there making the catch, but he's dancing around as the ball's coming down. So, yeah, if you have a conservative coach, he's probably going to chew your butt out when you come in the dugout. But in this case, he made the catch, so I guess that's all that matters. 6-0 in favor of the Saberdogs, 2 outs for your Trappers. And Trevor Seagraves grounds the ball to the shortstop, who does a dance around and makes the throw in time for a 1-2-3 inning. So that's going to end it quickly for the Trappers in the seventh. We still have the eighth and the ninth. It's still a 6-0 lead in favor of the Saberdogs on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
We'll be right back.
You sexy thing. You just wanted me to say that on the air, didn't you? There you have it. But I got to remember who it is. It's not Wild Cherry. Anyways, You Sexy Thang, it was the song she threw out there. She's been challenging me. She switched to the funky stuff as the classic rock wasn't working. All right, River 92.7 is where we are, and Sioux Falls Canary Stadium. Why am I see the Sioux Falls sign next to the Souris Valley thing on the scoreboard, and it's throwing me off. By the way, the Saberdogs logo looks very much like the Aberdeen Ironbirds, partially owned by Cal Ripken in the Orioles organization. That Saberdog logo with the flying Ironbird, which is, I think, almost exactly. It's not exactly. I think the happier face is on the Aberdeen Ironbirds logo. You can look them up and put them next to each other and see what you think. First hitter at the plate for Souris Valley is the catcher Ben Lavorsi, hitting from the right-hand side. And he hits a ball right at the center fielder. It's going to fall right in front of him, though. The wind knocked it down. And there's going to be a base knock. So Lavorsi, who had struck out twice and had a double, adds a single to his resume. And Jesus Rojas. Actually, we have a pinch hitter in the game. And the thing about the pinch hitters, I'm going to have a little trouble with those, as it is very hard for me to see the handwriting on the Souris Valley Saberdogs scorecard. So we're going to see if we can figure out who the hitter is. And a stolen base by Lavorsi. Oh, no, they're going to call him out. At first he called him safe, and then he changed it to an out. So on the close call, the Trappers got one. And trying to steal with a 6-run lead in the top of the 8th inning, the Saberdogs are gunned down at second base. Colton Yanish has a slow move to the plate. The Saberdogs thought they might take advantage of it, but a good throw by Daniel Hobb behind the plate. Yanish kicks and throws, and there's the fastball for a strikeout. So two up, two down in an unusual fashion. And so we're going to see who's coming to the plate here. And it looks like we have Chris Monroe at the plate, hitting from the left-hand side. There it is, a ground ball. Diving attempt, but unfortunately not able to make the play is your shortstop, Beavers. So a base knock for Chris Monroe, number 32, here in the top of the 8th inning. Dason Crows hitting from the right-hand side against Colton Yanish. And the pitch is high for ball one. Again, when you play the Saberdogs, things go quickly. Only averaging 16 minutes per inning, despite having an inning that went a while with a number of errors. But these guys move the ball or move the play along pretty quickly. Colton looks over to first. Tried to bring the runner back once, and there's a foul ball to Dason Crows. 6 runs, 11 hits on the board for the Saberdogs with no errors. The Trappers, no runs, 2 hits. And it says 2 errors. I'm thinking that number should probably be 4. And there's a ground ball to the second baseman. quick play to first, and that gets the Trappers out of the inning as Deason Crows fouls into the 4-3 inning-ending play. So the Trappers will come back to the plate with Anthony Beavers, Maddox Mueller, and Jacob Griffin as we head to the bottom half of the eighth. The Saberdogs 6, your Trappers nothing. On the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Hot-Blooded by Foreigner. Right off the bat. I should probably wait and let the song play a little while, but, you know, when I realize I know it, I'm like, yeah, I'm excited. I got this one. Hot-Blooded by Foreigner. Check it and see. Got a fever of 103, and that's kind of the temperature here at the ballpark today at the Duke Cannon Supply Company Stadium. Come on, baby. Do you do more than dance? Gutierrez still on the hill, goes for that outside corner strike, doesn't get it this time as the pitch is high for ball one. Nobody out here as it's Beavers, Mueller, and Griffin scheduled to come to the plate. That pitch is that same area, but just a little bit farther outside on that one. So it's 0-2 to Anthony Beavers, who has a strikeout and a fly out to the right fielder. Beavers grounds this ball down the line at third. And that's going to go deep into the corner. Anthony Beavers is going to go into second, standing up with a double. Great way to start off the inning here for the Trappers, never giving up. And a double down the line for Anthony Beavers. Maddox Mueller has made a couple of good plays in the field tonight, playing a stellar center field. And again, a star goes off to Jacob Griffin for a good play, gunning down a Saberdog at the plate. Gutierrez, let's see if he goes for that pitch again. And this is a ball that is driven. It will fall in front of the center fielder. And a double this time. So back-to-back doubles. However, Anthony Beavers not able to score as he had to wait. He had to hold up on the fly ball to see if the center fielder was going to make the play. So he smartly, down 6-0, stopped at third base. So right now, this is the best opportunity the Trappers have to put the first run of the season on the board against Gutierrez, who has shut everybody down so far. So back-to-back doubles for the Trappers, and this is going to bring up Jacob Griffin, who's going to bunt the ball down the first base line to try to get the first run in, and it goes foul. So first you put one on the board, and then you try to break things open. Trappers down 6 here in the bottom half of the eighth inning, 6-0, 6 runs on 11 hits for the Saberdogs. No runs on 4 hits now after the back-to-back doubles for the Trappers. Griffin swinging from the right-hand side against Gutierrez. Kicks and throws and swings at the outside pitch. And that's going to make it 0-2. So again, runners on 2nd and 3rd with nobody out. The best opportunity maybe any team this year has had against Gutierrez. Again, he has not given up an earned run all season long. So this team doesn't just hit, but they throw the ball as well. And striking out and slamming his bat in frustration is Jacob Griffin. Hey, those Don't break those dovetail bats, guy. That's General Manager John talking. not Announcer John talking. All right. So a strikeout there for Griffin brings up the top of the order. Actually, it looks like we have a change for the Trappers. Hitting from the left-hand side. And I can't seem to be able to catch his number at the right time. So I'm going to have to look that one up for you. But a new hitter at the plate is not Connor Bendick. And that pitch gets a little bit away, but not enough to advance the runner to home. And manager Michael Kieran comes out of the dugout to question the hitter at the plate and whether or not he had checked in the game, which the umpire walked over to him and said, yep, he checked in the game. He's properly here. And there is a flare that is going to go to the second baseman who overthrows the shortstop covering. So one run will score, and the Trappers have finally broken through against Gutierrez, who has given up his first run. I'm not sure if that will be officially an earned run, though, because that ball went to the second baseman who turned, caught the ball. The runners went back to the bags, but then he overthrew the shortstop covering second, which allowed the run to score. So we'd have to check with the official score. And they put an error on the board for the Saberdogs. So I guess technically that is not an earned run against Gutierrez. But the Trappers are happy to have one on the board. And that pitch is a strike on the outside corner, just barely nicking the outside corner. It's as if they're starting to give that, widen the strike zone, give that same pitch on that side of the field. So runner at third, two outs, and that pitch is high as Maddox Mueller leading off the third base side. And the catcher set up outside, did Lavorsi, trying to throw behind the runner. With Noah McCreary at the plate hitting from the right-hand side. And that pitch is low. Runners dancing around over there, but not able to advance is Maddox Mueller. So it's three balls, one strike, two outs. The Trappers are on the board in a 6-1 ball game. Scrapping and clawing, doing whatever they can to stay in the ball game, stay alive against a team that. And there you go. There's ball four. So you got runners on the corner now with two outs. And we may have a pitching change. There was action as Michael Kieran takes the slow walk to the mound. Tell you about some of the other big nights we have coming up. Our good friends at Wegner Auto is sponsoring our next fireworks night on the 24th. The Trappers are back on the 23rd. We also have Long Branch night. We can't forget about our good friends at the Long Branch. They are awesome. Long Branch and a couple of the other people that are around, great taking care of our players for pre- and post-game meals. We do appreciate that. And by the way, if you have a restaurant and you'd like to be part of Trappers Nation, we would love to have that discussion with you about helping out our players for pre- and post-game meals. And I also have to remind you during this pitching break that we do have a couple of other players coming into town as we've got some injuries and we're going to have to make some replacements. So if you have a spot in your home and you'd like to be a host family for the remainder of the season, which right now the season goes fast. We're only looking at 7 weeks before the end of the playoffs. If you've got an extra room, we could use your help. Again, we have all of our players covered who are currently in town, and there will be a couple that will probably be leaving town due to injuries here very soon, and they will be replaced. So we'll be looking for some host families Jordan works very hard on that, and I appreciate his hard work. There's a big swing and a miss to Will Hoke. 0-2, two outs, and a 6-1 lead by the Saberdogs. Save the third inning, and this game is very close. Oh my, Will Hoke looks at a pitch that now the right-handed hitters, it's going against the right-handed hitters on that outside corner, and that's going to end the inning as Will Hoke strikes out looking. 6-1 in favor of your peer trappers on the Voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Are you ready to win Twins tickets? DRG Media Group is giving you a chance to win four tickets to a Twins home game. It's the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. Head to your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Register daily through June 29th for your chance to win the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. We'll announce the winner June 30th. Take Me to the Twins from DRG Media Group, the Long Branch, River Cities, Public Transit, Eisman Home, Slumberland Furniture, and Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop.
Oh, my. I'm going to say Foreigner again on that one, but I'm blanking on the song. You got me on that one. By the way, we are still at Sioux Falls Canary Stadium, Expedition League Baseball. There's back-to-back games yesterday, today, and tomorrow here in the heat. But the real feel when we last checked was 103 degrees. And the first pitch by Colton Yanish. The breaking pitch is ball one. It's in there for a strike. Okay. I thought he had called for ball one. I look up on the board. It says strike one. And there's a fly ball to center. Again, Mueller. He's been busy patrolling center field. Covering it better than the Border Patrol does in Texas. That's for sure. He's gathering everything in. Long, long way from home. That's it. Okay, great job. So it's 6-1, one out. Yanish with the pitch, and that breaking ball is in there for a strike. The hitter was taking all the way. I think he wanted to see what that first pitch was going to be. And there's a foul ball for strike two for number 31, Ben Neubert, the DH. He has a single, a hit-by-pitch, and a fly ball to the right fielder in his first three times to the plate tonight. Yanish kicks and throws, and a check swing. You got to call that because all day long it's been going the other way, and they do. A strikeout on a check swing by Colton Yanish on the designated hitter, Ben Neubert. So the backward K goes to him. To the plate, number 23, Eduardo Martinez, came into the game hitting 286. In the second inning, he walked, did not score. In the fourth inning, he flew out to the center fielder. He struck out swinging in the fifth and had a, looks like a single in the eighth. So we're in the top of the ninth. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Colton Yanish just trying to hang on. Don't give up any more damage. And Trapper Nation will be cheering for our Trappers to pull out a couple of runs there in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Yanish kicks and throws. That's up and in. So that'll make it two balls and one strike. Nobody on, nobody out, or I'm sorry, nobody on and two out here in the top half of the ninth inning. A game's been moving along pretty quickly, which they generally do when you're playing the Saberdogs. And that is a drive that's going to fall in front of the left fielder for a base knock for Eduardo Martinez. So back-to-back singles for Martinez. And the catcher, Ben Lavorsi, still hitting. Lavorsi has two strikeouts looking, a single, a double, and a run scored so far this evening. Colton Janisch looking the runner down at first, kicks and throws, and that pitch is in for a strike on the outside corner. So again, it's been consistent, but now it's not just to the right-handed hitters, it's to the left-handed hitters as well. And that one is low. So that's going to make it two balls. Or one ball and one strike. It's waiting for them to change that out there. One ball, one strike, two outs, and a runner on first. Janisch kicks and throws, and that ball, they're going to call it ball two. I was waiting for the call. Took the umpire just a second to make that call. You're not hearing much crowd noise because there aren't many fans in here. This is an experience for the players. This is a ball hit deep, but not deep enough, as the right fielder, Jacob Griffin, is under it for the third out of the inning. So we're going to head to the bottom half of the ninth. If you're sitting at home, let's cheer for your Trappers to make the big five-run or more comeback here in Sioux Falls against the Souris Valley Saberdogs. Your score, 6-1 in favor of the Dogs on the voice of the Trappers. River, 92.7 FM.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
It's the best, best of the best of the best, the best athletes in the world playing the game of football.
And Piers Brandon Cruz will get to see them each week this season as a new National Football League official. One more visit with Brandon Cruz on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at the DRG News app and DRGNews.com. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avero Orthopedics.
Feels like the first time, all 15 seconds of it if you're 15 years old. Farner once again, she's hit me with the Farner. Pier Trappers Baseball at Sioux Falls Canary Stadium. 6-1 in favor of the Saberdogs. So everybody, put the hex on your radio. Do what you need to do. Jump up and down in your house. Let's get a little rally going for your Pier Trappers the way I would be doing it if we were at Hyde Stadium trying to get the crowd all fired up. And I do appreciate all the fans that have been coming out and cheering on your Trappers this year. The numbers continue to rise just about every game. We love what we're seeing out there, trying to, as we like to say from time to time, change the culture. Trying to bring more fans, more fun, put butts in the seats, and you know what? Save these Saberdogs. Your Trappers are right there. They have the second most wins in the league with the other three teams. They have 7 wins. As of right now, the Pilots have 5 wins, and the North Iowa Raging Roosters have 6 wins. So your Trappers have the second most wins in the league. And then, of course, your Saberdogs here are 18-1, and there's a ground ball back to the pitcher. And the throw to first is in time for the out. Anthony Barraza is frustrated, takes his helmet off, swinging it around. He knew that he shouldn't have been first pitch swinging against this guy. That pitch has been in the same spot all night long, and it's very advantageous to Gutierrez. And there's a strike from the right-hander. We do have a pitching change. That's right. We have a pitching change as Gutierrez is out. But again, having trouble. And that's high and in the face of Daniel Hobb, who kind of stares. Daniel Hobb's not going to take any stuff. He's staring out at the pitcher after that pitch was high and up near his face. I will get you the pitcher's name here momentarily, who came into the game late. It's two balls and one strike, one out, as the Saberdogs are leading by the score of 6-1. Taking his time on the hill is the new pitcher. Most of the Saberdogs pitchers work at a much faster pace. Daniel Hobb grounds the ball to the shortstop, who spins around and makes the throw to first in time for the 6-3 putout. And I'm now looking up the new pitcher. You want to get stats on all of the teams, you can go online to get those. As soon as I can see the number, see, he's not twisting all the way around, so I'm having trouble seeing his number. I'm believing it is, it looks like a 37 to me. But I do not see a 37 on their lineup. And the breaking ball is in for a strike. So it's one ball, two strikes, two outs. Last opportunity for your Pier Trappers. Of course, after the game, we'll have your Trappers wrap. And there's a ground ball foul on the third base side. Again, a ton of injuries affecting your Pier Trappers. Two guys stayed home with strep throat, Hunter Brown, Carson Trumphold. CJ Cumbo probably done for the season as he's going to get it looked at, but it's 90% certain that he popped his hamstring. It wasn't just a pull, and so that's going to do it for his season. He'll probably be heading home when we get back to Pier, heading to his home. Drew Copeland still having shoulder issues. Gabriel Arroyo still having shoulder issues. And then we have a couple pitchers who had passed their pitch count, which is one of the tough things about this league. And there's a ground ball past the pitcher, but the second baseman's going to come over and make the throw for the third out of the inning, the last out of the game. And the Saberdogs take the victory, 6 runs, 12 hits, 1 error. Trappers, 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors. We'll have your Trappers wrap up just after this on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Pier Trappers Baseball on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper postgame show, Trapper Wrap, is next here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Trappers game coverage on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Trappers Wrap. You know, I think I need to talk to Jen Allen, our concessions manager, and make that a sandwich, and we call it the Trapper Wrap. I don't know what you'd put in it, but, you know, I don't know if you make it a vegan wrap, for we don't have anything like that in the ballpark. Or, you know, you chop up brats and hot dogs and put some cheese in it and maybe a little pulled pork. And you have the meat, the meaty Trapper's Wrap. You know, use a little tortilla, wrap that thing up. That might be make for an interesting sandwich, or maybe a chicken salad sandwich or something like that. The Trapper's Wrap. Now, I guess we wouldn't want it to be a chicken salad sandwich. We'd want it to be meaty and powerful. For the Trappers. You know, the Trappers didn't get a victory today, 6-1 with the Saberdogs. And here's the deal. When you play the Saberdogs, you cannot make mistakes. You cannot hand them runs. It's just impossible to beat this team. You have to play an almost perfect game as this Saberdog team, with a number of players, 6 to 8 players that have played minor league paid baseball and are eligible under league rules because of the fact that Division II and Division III allows you to keep your eligibility as long as you don't sign with an agent. And those guys know the rules. They take full advantage. They recruit that way. They recruit juniors and seniors and sixth year and seventh year COVID seniors and things like that. So they have a big, strong, powerful team in Souris Valley, and they got their 19th victory of the season today. For your Trappers, a big, probably the best defensive play I have seen all year, maybe in this league, but certainly for your Trappers, as Jacob Griffin gunned down the Saberdogs runner with Daniel Hobb making the tag from a pretty decently deep part of right field. So big star next to that one for Jacob Griffin. Maddox Mueller was patrolling center field very well tonight. And let's take a look here. Will Hoke hit the ball very well tonight as well. So let's also say hats off to the pitching performance by Lewis Manning. Again, I pointed out the fact that you can't make mistakes. And in the third inning of this ball game, let me make sure it wasn't the fourth. I'm going to check my notes really quickly. The third inning of this game, he had gotten two outs. And there were three consecutive errors that led to three runs after a walk, a hit batter, a bloop hit. You know, it was a situation where none of those runs were earned. The first earned run maybe didn't happen until the fourth. It's questionable whether that's an earned run or not. I don't know. I'd have to check with the official score. But he did a tremendous job. So hats off also to our pitcher today, Lewis Manning, despite, you know, you look on the scoreboard and you see, oh, man, it was a 6-1 beating. But the Trappers stayed in this ball game. It was errors. It was fielding by the infielders that made the difference and handed them runs. The ball stayed in the ballpark. A lot of fly ball outs that weren't that deeply hit. Will Hoke hit a ball that probably could have gone out if the winds weren't blowing 19 miles an hour straight in from center. So again, I am completely proud as a general manager and as the announcer of this particular ball game, sitting in for Ryan Breeden. I am very proud of my guys. I'm quite happy to be the general manager of your Pier Trappers. A lot of injuries. Again, we've talked about these. Gabriel Arroyo still working on the shoulder. We have C.J. Cumbo, who's now, again, he and I chatted a little bit before the game, and C.J. told me that he felt a pop, and he's probably going to be out for the season with the second major hamstring pull in the last couple of years. Drew Copeland still injured. Hunter Brown and Carson Trumpholz back home in Pierre dealing with strep throat. So we're going to wrap this thing up. And I do appreciate Heather back in the studio. Big Daddy was in there a little bit earlier, making me hungry, wanted to eat some sushi. And it just falls under the category of it is what it is. We come back and we do it tomorrow. 7:05 start tomorrow. And we'll be playing against the Red River Pilots. Again, your Trappers have the second most wins in the league with 7. The Raging Roosters have 6, and the Pilots have 5. So it should be a much more evenly balanced game tomorrow against Red River. Game time tomorrow, 7:05 is the scheduled first pitch. Heather will be back in the studio. I will be back here in Sioux Falls Canary Stadium. My name is John Hunt, sitting in for Ryan Breeden. And I appreciate you spending some time with us on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pure Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.